But for now, it's time to move on to our Way Black History Fact. And I'm going to get through this pretty quickly because there's another thing I want to share for today's Way Black History Fact. But today's Way Black History Fact, sponsored by Underground Beach Club. From the streets to the beach, for the latest in beachwear, visit undergroundbeachclub.com. And I'm going to share a bit from EJI, or the Equal Justice Initiative. Shout out to Brian Stevenson. He's one of our heroes. We love this guy. And of course, the Equal Justice Initiative is his whole thing. So check that out on your own. Today, we're going to discuss the path to citizenship for indigenous people. And we've been champing at the bit because we really want to have an episode where we're able to dedicate some time and some space to our indigenous brothers and sisters. And we live in a part of the world where we have access to them. So we're working those angles. But for now, we're going to share this. The concept of United States citizenship was based on the assumption that the U.S. had the right to claim the territory that indigenous people had inhabited for thousands of years. And it was disregarded indigenous understandings of belonging and membership. Sorry, it disregarded indigenous understandings of belonging and membership. Beginning in 1790, the first Congress granted citizenship rights, including the right to vote, hold public office, apply for a government job, be tried by a jury, and pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, only to free white people. The 14th Amendment, passed in 1866, declared that all persons born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. The provision granted citizenship to many newly freed black Americans, but it excluded Indians not taxed, which meant that 90% of Native Americans were denied citizenship. Despite that, 12,000 Native Americans served as snipers, code talkers, look up the code talkers, you're definitely going to want to know about them, and scouts for the U.S. Army during World War I. Shortly after the war ended, Congress passed legislation that granted citizenship to all non-citizen Indians born within the territorial limits of the United States. When the Indian Citizenship Act was signed into law on June 2, 1924, nearly half of all Native Americans were not U.S. citizens. But the new law did not provide full voting rights to indigenous people, who were barred from voting in Arizona, New Mexico by state laws that remained in effect until 1948. States continued to use tactics like poll taxes to prevent voting by both Native Americans and Black Americans until the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. So watch this. I want you to jump in, but watch this. This is actually their country. We currently are broadcasting from unceded ancestral lands of the Akima Oodham peoples. Okay. Still took until 1965 for them to vote.
I have never been comfortable with saying Native American.
Yeah, because that would not be what they
like. How are you referring to people as Native of a place they already occupied that you stole?
They didn't name it that,
and yeah, then named it what you wanted to call it. So Indian, and because some people say Native American as opposed to Indian as a more respectful way to say it, both are to them have to be just as disrespectful.
Sure, sure.
Come into my home, rename my home, and then tell me where I can sit
sleep at the table. Yeah, that's funny.
It's a really, really crazy truth.
But we definitely want to have more conversations like this, and we're working on developing those relationships to the degree that we can have. Like, some people aren't really comfortable in a radio broadcast space, but anyway, it's coming. And also, before we go, I want to make sure that we take a moment to let everyone know that this is the 35-year anniversary of the Central Park Five, now known as the Exonerated Five. You can watch their movie on Netflix, When They See Us.
One time for repudiation.